Eddie Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Abroad with Two Yanks. The starring players...
This is Dennis O'Keefe.
This is Marjorie Reynolds.
And this is William Bendix.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in a radio presentation of the hilarious Edward Small production, Abroad with Two Yanks. It stars William Bendix as Biff, Dennis O'Keefe as Jeff, and Marjorie Reynolds as Joyce. Australia, the fifth continent. Of course, the maps may show it out in the Pacific, but ask any U.S. Marine and he'll say...
Australia? Yeah, the city limits of Los Angeles.
Now, Marines plus furlough always equals girls. So meet Joyce Stewart and her friend who are currently working in a service canteen close by the docks in a large Australian port.
Joyce, there's a transport in from Guadalcanal. Do you think we have enough donuts and coffee?
Well, I hope so, Phyllis.
Good heavens, what's that?
The mating call of the United States Marines.
But they sound just like wolves.
Well?
Just a minute, you guys. I got a word for you. All right, you're ashore. But don't you bozos forget we're guests in Australia. And if you do forget it, there'll be a shore patrol to help you remember. Okay, dismiss.
Yeah, nice guy, Biff, that sergeant. I bet his folks went in the morning when he was born.
That sergeant, he wasn't born, he was assembled. Hey, Jeff, pipe the guy in the Boy Scout pants.
What do you know? Streamlined diapers.
Cheerio, Yanks. Welcome to Australia.
Oh, thanks, Mac, thanks. Say, maybe you can give me the inside. How's the tomatoes in this burg?
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, tomatoes, what's the difference? How are they?
Oh, they're most plentiful. A bit soft, perhaps, at this time of the year. But they're abundant and very inexpensive.
You hear that, Biff? Abundant and inexpensive. Brother!
At ease, glamour boy. You'll have to pardon him, sir. My frustrated friend was referring to feminine companionship.
Oh, I see. You mean Sheila's. Say, when they get a deco at your boco, they'll up it for fair.
Hey, what's that, Biff? Australian double talk?
No. He said that when the girls get a deco, that's a look at my boco, that's my nose, they'll run like... Just a minute, Digger. Were you casting aspersions at my proboscis?
Your what?
My nose. Know that I glory in this nose of mine. For a great nose indicates a great man. Genial, courteous, intellectual. Cyrano de Bergerac, Act 1, Scene 5.
Ah, now, look. I didn't mean to poke Borak at you, Yank. Straight dinkum, I didn't. Your boat goes ding-dong, and you should have no trouble at all smooching with those Sheilas.
Say, these guys speak worse English than Englishmen. All right, quiz kid, translate.
Well, he said he meant no offense, and my nose is very nice, and I ought to dazzle the local ladies.
Well, shall we start, Tyrone? Now, what's the matter? Aren't you coming?
Well, look, Jeff, I gotta go back on a boat.
Back on a boat when his dame's on shore?
Well, I forgot my book of poetry. I miss it, Jeff.
Oh, how can you? You must be unconscious. Well, okay, stupid. I'm off on the prowl.
I say, Yank, you don't really prefer books to a bit of chivu, do you?
No. I just wanted that cowboy and Casanova out of the way. You see, I saved an Australian fellow near Lobos, pulled him out of a burning plane. He said if I ever got down here, I should look up this girl.
Oh, I see. Say, that's very good. Very good.
What do you think I am, a dope? Don't answer that.
Coffee and donuts at the counter, men. Make yourselves at home. This canteen is yours.
Oh, excuse me, miss. I wonder if
What's
you...
What's the matter, Yank? Not hungry?
I'd rather just feast my eyes, beautiful.
Oh, just like all Marines. As soon as you land, you...
We what?
Oh, I almost forgot. Is there a man named Koraski in this your outfit?
Biff Koraski?
But then you know him. Is he here? I simply have to find him.
Oh, you have to find him, huh? Well, suppose I told you your search is over.
You mean you're Corporal Karaski?
I'm not his Uncle Stanislaus.
So you're Biff. Well, I've got something for you. The biggest kiss in Australia.
Whew. You want to try any other continents?
I live on only one continent, so only one kiss.
Yeah, too bad you don't live on a thousand islands.
I suppose you've guessed that I'm Joyce Stewart.
Sure, Joyce Stewart, yes, indeed. Gosh, baby, this is a wonderful welcome, but what's it all about?
Cyril.
Of course, Cyril, good old Cyril. Cyril.
Oh, Biff, you remember Cyril. You saved his life.
Did I? I mean, I did, yes, of course. Certainly, that was at Bougainville.
No, New Georgia.
Oh, that's Cyril. Yeah, well, I thought you meant the Cyril that I saved on Bougainville. He, you wouldn't want to pay off for that Cyril, too, would you?
I'm on duty now, but I'll expect you at the house this afternoon and bring your buddies. You look so strange. You will come, won't you?
Are you kidding?
Just for once to get away from that two-time Lothario. What a break.
Oh, hello. You're one of his buddies, I suppose. Come in.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Miss Joyce Stewart.
I'm Joyce Stewart.
Oh, that's swell. I got a note for you, Miss Stewart. Here, look.
Why, it's Cyril's writing, addressed to Biff Karaski. Well, he happens to be here right now.
Cyril?
No, Biff.
Well, naturally.
Would you like to see him?
Who?
Biff.
Oh, a game. Look, I see Biff every time I shave. Believe me, I'd rather look at you.
Who are you?
Well, the name is Karaski. Just call me Biff.
Biff? You mean to say you're...
Joycey, where are you? I'm getting lonely.
Hey, what's that guy doing here?
If you're referring to Biff Karaski...
I tell you, I'm Biff Karaski. That's Jeff Reardon.
Oh, is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, it says here.
Biff! Biff, old boy!
Cyril!
How marvelous. Joyce telephoned me you were here. What wonderful luck. I'm still on hospital leave.
Oh, Cyril, you're just in time. I was beginning to think the world was full of Biffs.
Full of Biffs?
Well, she means a friend of mine. Tried to tell her he was me.
Why? Do you think he's, well, you know.
Yeah, that's it. The guy's balmy, yeah.
Well, he introduced himself at the canteen. He's been telling me how he saved Cyril's life. He was very brave.
Yeah, I know. He's really a pathetic case.
Pretty bad, eh?
Yeah, it's from that time we hit the silk at Willamette's. Poor Jeff, he had his parachute on upside down.
He didn't land on his head.
Mm-hmm. And how? He made a one-point landing.
What do you think we ought to do?
Well, we'll have to humor him, I guess. He might get violent, especially when he sees me.
Oh, then perhaps we two had better go in first. Come along, Joyce. Ah, gosh, Joycey, I thought you'd never get to... Hello, Biff, old chap.
Hiya, buddy.
Biff, isn't this a nice surprise?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's not all. Oh, Jeff Reardon.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm glad I found you, Biff, old boy. The colonel says you can take his car if you want to run over and see your pal MacArthur.
Yeah,
it's okay, you can just go right along.
I think maybe I'd better be going.
But, Biff, you can't run out on me. Not the first time we get together. And besides, you're forgetting.
Forgetting?
Yes, you made me promise to play the bagpipes for you.
That's a swell idea. I hear it's very soothing.
Father's bagpipes are in the study.
Right, you are. I'll go and fetch them.
Oh, Jeff, we really shouldn't intrude on old friends. Would you like to see the town with me?
Then how? Come on, baby. Let you and me...
Oh, not you, Biff. I wouldn't dare take you away from Cyril. I'll go get my coat.
I'll be waiting, dear.
Yeah, sure you will, but you might be a corpse. What's the idea, Biff?
What do you mean?
All this funny business.
Why, Jeff, I didn't notice anything funny, except that they think you're just a tiny bit nuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a gag. If I can make her think I'm the doctor, I'm in solid.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Stewart. I took the liberty of phoning you, Miss Stewart. I'm Dr. French, the medical officer in charge of young Private Reardon's case.
Yes, doctor?
I understand the boy was at your home, and I must tell you he's suffering from a rare mental disorder. Schizophrenia. Split personality. Apt to think he's someone else, you know.
Oh, yes, Dr. French, I know.
Oh, frankly, Miss Stewart, you can help him if you will.
I can. How?
Well, never try to cross him. grant any request he might make, within reason, that is. If you don't, he may become psychotic, violent, you know. You can always tell he starts to sort of hiccup.
Oh, I understand, Doctor. Anything else?
Well, he seems to be disturbed by a certain uncouth person, Biff Karaski. If you ever find the two of them together, get ridden away as quickly as possible. Oh, thank you for your interest, Miss Stewart. Goodbye. What a line, what a line. Hiccups, hiccups.
Hey, Reardon, what's the matter with you?
Oh, don't mind me, Sarge, don't mind me. I'm nuts.
I think he is.
Oh, it's so lovely out here in the garden, Biff. I think it's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, mine too, when you're in it, Joyce.
Why, Biff, what a lovely compliment. Do you always say things like that to girls?
Well, no, but sometimes I write them.
Write them?
Yeah, poems. Here's one I wrote coming over here on the boat. Here's to the flower-like beauty of all the most gorgeous femmes. Men admire their cheeks so like roses, but they always look first at the stems.
That's not very romantic.
Oh, well, I got a romantic one, too. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I most certainly would. Well, go on.
Okay. Your hair like gossamer threads to me. Your eyes like limpid pools of love. Sappy, ain't it?
Why, not at all. It's very sincere. Did you really write it?
Mm-hmm. Last night, after I left you. Joyce, I want to tell
Great
you
Quay,
something.
Great S. Quentin Quayle is here. S. Quentin Quayle, foreign correspondent extraordinary.
Why, it's that poor boy. He thinks he's a Mr. Quayle.
Well, that Quayle better fly out of here or I'll put him on toast.
Ah, Joyce. Joyce, my seat. Sweet. What a sight for these tired. Could be most anything. Could be most anything.
You better keep traveling with those eyes. You got the bags under them all packed.
That face. That face. That is a face, isn't it? Take it away, take it away. And speaking of going away, Miss Stewart, is that your Austin car that's sitting in the drive?
Why, yes, it is, but...
Oh, come, we're leaving by Austin this very minute. An extensive tour of your native Australia. I will soak up local color, among other things. And then off again, just the two of us.
Oh, I'm afraid that's impossible. You see, I have my duties at the canteen.
You dare refuse my simple request? You dare refuse S. Quentin Quayle?
Oh, please, Mr. Quayle.
Oh, good, good, you concede. I shall wait for my lady at the car.
Joyce, you don't mean you're going with that guy?
I'll have to. I can't tell you why now.
But a guy like that all over Australia, you...
Oh, don't be silly. I just mean as far as the country club.
Oh.
All right. So it's a nice club. It's a beautiful club. But I tell you, there are too many people here.
Well, naturally, they're all my friends. I want you to meet them. Oh, now what's the matter?
People, they do strange things to me.
Oh, Jeff, try to be yourself.
Yeah, I wish I could. But when I'm in a crowd, I always imagine I'm someone else. Now, let me see. Who'll I be? Well, what do you know? An old friend of mine. Excuse me while I say hello. Joyce, he'd like to meet you. May I introduce you, please? Joyce, won't you say hello?
How do you do?
The mother will take you out.
You know, Joyce, that fuzzy little rascal beat me out of a blue ribbon once. I got a bone to pick with him. He just barked the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Jeff, are you trying to tell me you understand what that dog says?
Why, certainly. He said that the strap he has on is only borrowed, so he's really out on lend leash. Oh, I wonder if he's heard the one about the two dogs and the bone that...
Oh, Jeff, this is frightfully embarrassing. Everybody is looking at us.
Oh, you should have heard what he just said about you. You know, he said you were the most beautiful, gorgeous... Well, it suffers a little in translation.
Jeff. Jeff, I'm afraid we'll have to leave.
Oh, that's fine. Down the beach?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Ruff, 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 ruff. What do you say?
Woof, woof, woof.
Huh?
I thought you understood dog language. That means that Lassie's going home. Goodbye. Yeah.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Do you know the mistake many women make in the care of their skin? They use too many different kinds of preparations. They use one thing to open the pores, another to close the pores. Any doctor will tell you that's wrong. For under such treatment, the pore openings finally refuse to function. In fact, remain wide open. Then, dirt settles in the open pores, and you know that causes blackheads. All your skin needs is just one cream. One cream that cleans it thoroughly, that softens and refines its texture, that removes the dry particles nature is constantly throwing off, dry flakes that clog and stretch the pore openings and ruin the effect of face powder. Lady Esther Face Cream, this one cream by itself, does all the four things your skin needs most. A single application leaves your skin so smooth and fresh, so free of dry, flaky particles that when you apply your face powder, the effect is truly beautiful. Your powder looks so smooth and even and stays on so much longer. You can prove it in 30 seconds with the patch test. Just rub Lady Esther Face Cream on one side of your face and then wipe it off completely. With it will come all those rough little flakes, revealing the new, young skin beneath, skin smooth as velvet. Run your fingertips over it and feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. Then, apply your powder and see the difference. See the fascinating new smoothness and clarity of your skin. Make the patch test tonight if you possibly can. It takes only 30 seconds, half a minute. You'll find Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream wherever good cosmetics are sold.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Abroad with Two Yanks, starring Marjorie Reynolds, and in their original roles, Dennis O'Keefe and William Bendix. Now, Joyce is a very pretty girl, and a smart girl, too. Pretty soon, she's wise to Jeff Reardon's game, but she decides she'll play along with him. The one who won't play is Biff Koreski. At the canteen dance that night, he and Jeff exchange a few words. Words lead to blows, and blows lead right straight to the brig, which is where we find them now.
Fine thing. We spend our leave in the brig. Just as I was going into high with Joyce. It's your fault, Flat Top. You started the riot. Did you hear what I said?
I would thank you not to interrupt my cogitation. I happen to be composing a letter.
A letter? Who to?
Well, possibly you would like to hear it, chump. My dear, dear Joyce, owing to unforeseen circumstances, Mr. Reardon and I may not see you again. At the moment, we are slightly confined in the Wogasu. Spelled backwards, that's Hooskow.
Well, I won't be here long. I'm getting out.
Oh, yeah? Why do you think I arranged it so you'd be here, so I could keep you away from Joyce?
Oh, so that's the setup.
Yeah.
I ought to lay you out.
Well, go ahead. Pop me one. Then they'll keep you in here twice as long.
Oh.
Ah, sweet little Joycey. I can see her now. I ring the doorbell, and she trips to the door. She takes the doorbell in one hand and me in the other. And then she looks into my eyes and says, "Ah, darling, my sweet, my precious, my love, kiss me on my ruby lips."
Hey, that's not bad.
Thank you. Lay off, Sarge. I was only acting.
Well, that's what I mean. Say, how would you like to be a chorus girl?
How would you like to be Queen of the May and get crowned?
No, no, I mean it. I'm putting on a show, the Marine Follies, and I need some dames for the chorus line.
Oh, not me, Sarge. No dice, no.
Well, it's too bad you feel that way about it. We're rehearsing in the Royal Theater, right down in the heart of town.
The Royal Theater? In the heart of town?
Say, you know, Sarge, I'm really an actress at heart. You can count me in.
Now you're talking, Jeff. I'll get you out of the brig. Come on.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah?
You mean that would get us out of the brig?
Well, what else?
Well, then wait for me, Sarge. Here comes your leading lady.
Pretty smooth, ain't it, Lieutenant?
Of course, some of those costumes bulge a little in the wrong places. Let's see them do the opening.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you guys, take your places. All right, hit it, Steve. Hey, no, wait a minute. Somebody's missing.
Hey, that's funny. Wasn't Reardon in that line a moment ago?
Yeah, Reardon. And Koreski, too. But don't you worry, Lieutenant. They can't get very far in those women's dresses. I'll pick them up. And I think I know right where to find them.
Hello. Stewart Residence. Cyril North speaking. Who? Oh, hello, Jeff. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, old man. I couldn't possibly get Joyce to the telephone now. Oh, but I really can't. You see, they're holding some sort of a charity bazaar out here, and Joyce is busy selling kisses. As a matter of fact, I was just going out to... Hello? Hello, are you there? My word, he must be in a hurry. Hello? Oh, hello, Biff. This is Cyril. Oh, yes, he just phoned a moment ago. I imagine he's on his way out here now. You see, I mentioned that Joyce was selling kisses, and... Hello? Hello, Biff. I say, those chaps are impetuous, aren't they?
Oh, I beg your pardon, madam, but could you direct me to the kissing booth?
No, I can't. No.
And even if I could, I wouldn't.
Biff.
Yeah, surprised you, didn't I?
What are you doing here?
I'm sticking right with you.
Well, you won't stick long. If anybody gets a good look at that kisser, they'll throw you right out of here.
What's the matter? Ain't my makeup on straight?
Oh, your makeup is on straight, but your face is crooked.
Yeah, well, you ought to get a load of that puss of yours. I've seen better pans under ice boxes.
Listen here, you...
Temper. You're talking to a lady, dearie.
Look, Biff, if you...
And don't call me Biff. Remember, someone might overhear. Just call me Gwenny.
Okay, Gwenny. And you may call me Aggie.
Why, Aggie, you haggie. You have a face that men gopher. A gopher face.
If you don't scram out of here, I'm gonna...
Ixnay on the Akincray. Here comes the name Dave.
Oh, hello there, ladies. Welcome to the Soldiers' Comfort Fund Bazaar.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good time and make yourselves comfortable.
Oh, I'd love to. But just between us girls, I'll never be comfortable in this new victory girdle.
Oh, why not?
It keeps asking for unconditional surrender.
Oh, don't mind my friend, dearie. She's the lumpy type.
Oh, well, dearie, I'd rather have my lumps than your middle-aged spread.
My, you two are very frank, aren't you?
Yes, could you direct me to the kissing booth?
Could you direct us to the kissing booth?
Yes, you just go through that door there and turn right. You can't miss it. Joyce Stewart is selling kisses, and Cyril North is her best customer.
Who?
Cyril North.
Can you imagine that guy muscling in our territory without...
I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's it. Just American slang, dearie. It means that a friend of Santa Monica, a kind of friend I'd rather serve
you. Oh!
Come along, Aggie. We're late.
All right, Gwenny. Not so fast. These high heels are killing me.
Oh, these ain't no wedges I'm wearing. Come on. Pull in your bustle.
Well, I'm not wearing a bustle.
Well, pull it in, whatever it is. Hey, there's the kissing booth. Let's go.
Here you are, Joyce. Another pound, another kiss.
What a dependable customer you are, Cyril.
Well, after all, it's hard to find good merchandise these days. And I do like your merchandise here. In fact, there's just no substitute for it.
Well, you're very fortunate. This is one product that hasn't been curtailed by wartime shortage.
Are you featuring any specials today? Anything marked down?
Oh, sorry, no.
Samples?
Oh, definitely no. Oh, there are others waiting. Now, if you will...
Very well. If you'll permit me, then I'll try one on for size.
Oh, cash in advance, please.
Oh, yes. Now?
Oh, wait a minute, Cyril. These must be my relief girls. You can buy kisses from one of them.
They look like fugitives from a racing stable.
Oh, hello, girls. Which one of you wants to start kissing?
I do.
Oh, my, but you're anxious. Don't tell me you've never kissed a man before.
A man?
So help me, I haven't.
Well, Cyril, here's your chance at some brand new merchandise.
Cyril! Why, it's Searle, you old squirrel. You may kiss me for nothing.
Madam, will you kindly refrain from hanging on my neck?
Oh, come on now, darling. Imagine meeting you here. Do you remember the last time? Oh, come. Be my target for tonight.
Oh, go ahead, Searle. It's for charity.
If them guys kiss each other, it ain't charity. It's murder.
Why, isn't that Biff's voice?
It ain't the voice of the turtle. Now, break it up, Jeff. Break it up.
Jeff? You mean that funny-looking woman is Jeff, and you, you're Biff.
Who'd you think I was, Gravel Gertie?
Frankly, yes.
Well, since you two obviously can't take over the kissing booth, I guess I'll have to stay here on the job.
Oh, darling, you're wonderful. I'll to kiss you. In fact, I think I will.
Hey, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He's out.
Thank you, darling.
Hey, he didn't pay.
Oh, that wasn't charity. That was love. We're announcing our engagement this afternoon.
Engagement? And what am I doing here?
Shall we dance?
There they are! Go get them!
Run, Gritty, run! It's Wiggins and the four MPs!
Good heavens, Aggie! Rustle your bustle and get out of my way!
Yes, sir. What could be worse than masquerading as two dames and getting chased by five Marines?
Really being two dames and getting chased by five Marines?
Thank you, William Bendix, Dennis O'Keefe, and Marjorie Reynolds for a delightful performance.
It was a pleasure to be here, Mr. Bradley. We know that the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, so vital to all of us in the industry, are supported largely by these radio programs, and we're all proud to help the good work. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Reynolds. Ladies, it's easy to make claims, but it's not always easy to prove claims. Now, I say Lady Esther Face Cream will give your skin new life and freshness, will give your skin a smooth clarity and translucence on which face powder looks beautiful. And I prove it in just 30 seconds with the patch test. Here's all you do. Just rub Lady Esther Face Cream on one side of your face. Wipe it off completely. Then see and feel the difference. Run your fingertips over that patch of skin and feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone. Apply your face powder and see the vibrant color and freshness of it on the smooth, new beauty of your skin. Now that will happen to your entire face when you apply Lady Esther Face Cream. For one, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Remember, words don't count. It's results that count. That's why I ask you to make the patch test and compare the results with those from any cream you've ever used, regardless of price. Lady Esther Face Cream beautifies the tone, texture, and entire appearance of your skin. And the patch test proves it in 30 seconds.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present The Mask of Demetrius. It will star Zachary Scott, Peter Lorre, and Sidney Greenstreet. Be sure to listen. William Bendix will soon be seen in the Paramount picture 2 years before The Mast, and can be heard Sundays on his own radio program, The Life of Riley, on another network. Dennis O'Keefe can soon be seen in Paramount's Hal Wallace production, The Affairs of Susan. Marjorie Reynolds is currently being seen in the Paramount Technicolor production, Bring on the Girls. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther Face Cream to buy a box of Lady Esther Face Powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.